Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm really excited today because I have someone who is, we rhyme in our passion and what we do. And King Raj, thank you so much for being with me today. I'm excited to share your wisdom with everybody. Let me give you a little bit of details about him. But the name Raj actually means king in Hindi. So it's no coincidence that he's truly living a life dedicated to serving and inspire others. And he really is trying to empower people to not just overcome adversity, but to understand financial freedom through generating passive income. And he is a living testament to what he does. Not only is he a TEDx speaker and award-winning author, entrepreneur, humanitarian, and lead singer for a Caribbean band, he is a walking example of what he teaches, the need to create multiple streams of passive income. And he has something new that he's going to talk a little bit about today. His newest passion is launching the Financial Freedom Mastery Academy, which highlights money personalities. And his book, The Authorities Control Money Before Money Controls You. Now, you've heard me talk about you either be a master of your money or a slave to it. Sounds like we definitely rhyme. So, Raj, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm honored to be here. I've been looking at your work and your content for so many years and built companies and different businesses that I have about it, my life around those principles as well. So just a truly grateful experience to be here now and have the honor of being on your information series here.
Well, thank you. And I'm so delighted to highlight you because as I'm always looking for that next generation, that younger generation of leaders, and you definitely qualify big time with all capital letters. Talk with us a little bit about Little Raj and how you got on this journey.
How I got on this journey of financial freedom. It started out when I was a kid, actually, and my parents getting divorced at a young age. And that basically caused money to always be an issue, I think, because of child support. And when one parent, let's say, made more money, then the other one would want more and vice versa. So I think because of that, it was just a huge challenge. And then I remember my parents always telling me and my younger sister to go to school, get a great education so we can get scholarships to go to college, because that was the only way we would afford to go. And I did that, got a good education, studied hard, and received a partial scholarship for school. And I remember going home with the letter and just so excited to tell my parents that I got this partial scholarship. And then my parents, hardworking people, they just couldn't afford the rest of the tuition. So that was where I first learned what I did not want my future generations to ever had again, to go through that scenario. And that's why I started studying what wealthy people did and what they were able to create. I went to a lot of seminars and read so many books and listened to so many audio back then content that just was about financial freedom. And I became very passionate about having that just so my future generations wouldn't have to have a similar type of situation. So that's where it all started for me, I would say.
What was your first endeavor that was entrepreneurial that started you on the journey?
It was actually getting involved in network marketing as a teenager. As soon as I started, graduated from high school pretty much, then I got into that. And that was where I learned systems and how to follow mentors and read books and just the different things as far as visualizations and the goal setting. And I learned so many great business skills from that I then took from that and applied it to every other business I've done after that.
Yes. And so today, I mean, you've got so many different things you're doing. And I know I've highlighted you. You were one of our sponsors for the Assets Are Sexy event. And I just really would like for you to talk about multiple streams of income and how it's allowed you to live the life you choose.
Absolutely. I mean, the sad thing is everyone wants multiple streams of income, but so many people have multiple streams of debt. And what I've figured out is, you know, it happened for me after the real estate crash of like 2008. That was when I had already left corporate America about a year later after I retired from corporate America from the IT field because of my real estate investments working for me. And then the bubble just kept growing until it, boom, just crashed and came tumbling down. And that next year was very challenging for me, to say the least, where I had to really rethink my strategies, change my strategies, get into foreclosures and short sales and so forth. So that next year was pretty difficult. And after I rebuilt that, I vowed never to put all my eggs in one basket ever again. And after every few years, after I built up one passive income vehicle, then I would move on to another vehicle and build that up as well and keep doing that until now. It's over a decade later. And never did I know one day I'd be advising people on passive income vehicles or be one of the global experts, consider that, you know, around the world, and do what I'm doing now, speaking from so many stages about this content. I was just living my life doing me, which was having these passive income vehicles, and that allowed me to just travel the world for fun for over a decade now. I mean, it's just been great to figure out what I love to do, the ideal life that I would love to live, and then reverse engineer my vehicles, my investment vehicles, so that it can allow me to do that.
Well, there's so many people out there speaking and giving advice on multiple streams of income or financial freedom, and yet they don't really live that concept. And so they're not speaking from experience. They're just speaking to basically get a bit of celebrity. So I just want to really applaud you and point out that you're literally talking from experience. And at some point you made the decision to talk about different personalities with this new program. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to that.
Sure. After a decade of just having fun, traveling the world, singing with my Caribbean band on huge stages and having a ton of fun, I figured, what else is there? You know, what else can I do to serve more people? How can I make a difference in the world, leave a legacy? And as I started thinking about that, that's when I decided to write my first book and speak on stages and start consulting with people and so forth to really help more people that they're able to do what I can, you know, because their passion may not be traveling the world. Some people love to garden or paint, but what I think and believe is that at least with passive income vehicles, then it can allow you to do whatever passions you may want to do. Like, I never knew that I'd be able to sing in a band and entertain people or even speak from stages now. If I was still working at a job 40, 80, 100 hours a week, you know, I would have never known that I could do that on stage, use a different hemisphere of my brain from the technical side to the creative side and have so much fun with it now. So I'm so grateful. So on that journey, that was when I started studying different personality assessments. And because I'm in the money space, I was able to link the two together and have a fully comprehensive site now where we can analyze within just about 3 minutes, someone filling out a questionnaire, multiple choice, and we can basically tell them what their money personality is. And because of that money personality, why they do the things that they do. Because as you know, most fights they say happen with any partnership, whether it's a loving relationship or kids or business, anything, it's most fights are because of money. And you know, someone says, why do you spend so much and spend so carelessly? And another one says, well, why do you hold on to money so tightly and not let it go? So once you determine not only your money personality, but the people around you, then you're able to relate to them. But we take it a step further where once they tell me what their money personality is, then I train them with videos and even my coaching calls and so forth, where I let them know what businesses they should get involved in and not get involved in because of their personality, what investments they should do and not do, and even what coaches and mentors they should hire and not hire based on their actual personality.
Well, that's fabulous. And do they find, you've got the website on your screen, but for people that are just listening to this, you have the kingraj.com. Is that how people can find more information about you?
Yes, absolutely. That is thekingraj.com is how you can connect with all of my social media. You'll see all of them on that one platform. You'll also be able to contact me directly from that as well. But if you want at some point, I'd love to also give your viewers and listeners a free gift, which is a separate website that I created, especially for you and your audience, just to take a part of something really special with Money Personalities, where they don't have to spend a few $100 for that personality assessment, but they can get it discounted. And sometimes we love discounts, but they can actually get it discounted all the way to free. So complimentary for your listeners and viewers.
Well, that's fantastic. And we'll make sure we include that in the show notes as well. So tell us a little bit about your band. I want to hear more about this.
Sure. Sounds like fun. It is a ton of fun. I mean, I'm a technical computer guy. I'm a geek by trade, by profession, right? And after leaving corporate America, before that, I had planned for years exactly what I would do with my days, you know, what different classes and lessons I would attend and so forth. So music was in there, different things like that. And I would do charity events, singing. And this band saw me and they were already doing great things. I basically hopped on a train that was already moving. And then I added my own value to that and helped us grow even further. So we did, you know, so many countries and so many tours, even up to just a few months ago, as well, in South America. But it's just wild for me to be on stage because never have I dreamed of doing this. Most musicians and singers that you know, they were brought up into it with their family, or they were doing it as a kid. Not me. I did everything like the opposite way, just the contrarian, I guess. But what I did was I used the same principles I used in business, which was from personal development, having goals, having a vision, making a game plan to get there, following people that are where I want to be, study them, do what they do, and guess what? I'll be where they are. And that's what I did, and that's how I became. I have a lot of friends that are way more talented musically than me, but yet they're stuck in this local area performing, and I'm all around the world because of, one, these skills that I've developed through different programs and personal development, but most of all, what my band members say, it was my attitude. Really my attitude, because they know that they can mold talent and skill, kind of develop that, but what they can't necessarily do is someone with a good attitude, and that's what I have.
So true. Mindset is so much, you know, part of success. And I'm obviously, you agree as well with the test that you've created, and I think, you know, everything I do, there's always a mindset component as well as an action step component. And when I first left public accounting way back many, many years ago, eons ago in the dinosaur ages, it was because of that attitude of why not? Why not do something for myself? Why not take the road less traveled? And I think it's that entrepreneurial spirit that kicks us into gear. And it really, you know, what happens is people see what you're doing and they get energized. But some people, Raj, will say, easy for him to say. And they've got their own blinders on. So what do you say to people that are sitting back saying, yeah, he was lucky? Let's kick him in the you know what. Well, what do you share with them?
I was lucky. My goal is to be the luckiest guy that anyone has ever met, because I realized that, you know, if I can even put luck onto me and attract luck, that's a good thing. So I take that as a compliment as far as me being lucky. But, you know, They teach natural selection and so forth, and I don't believe that I was naturally selected for this. I selected myself, and I selected myself by doing the work, by disciplining myself. I mean, I remember when I left corporate America, some of my friends tried to do it as well, and they realized it's a lot harder to wake up in the morning when you don't have a boss making you wake up in the morning to do what you need to get done. You know, it takes a lot of self-discipline. So I think that's the main thing is discipline that makes me seem lucky, because I put myself in the right places at the right time. Even how we met several times and why I'm here, you know, speaking with all of you today, it's because of I put myself in that environment where magic can happen, where luck can happen. Because if I was home in bed watching TV, I can still be lucky, and luck for that scenario in that setting means a favorite show of mine just happens to come on again, and wow, that's luck. But if I put myself in an environment where the great Sharon Lecter is speaking at, then what are the chances if luck was to happen to me, then let it be there. plus with skill and everything else. But I create my luck is really my point. And it's just funny that today when people see me, I have to remember to really tell them where I came from because they can't relate. They're like, oh, Raj, you meet celebrities, you're on private jets and this and that. But, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. I'm like, what do you mean? I know what it's like to be, you know, in debt with so many credit cards after college and have to settle on credit cards. I know what it's like to have, you know, the mortgage companies and calling you and harassing you because of what happened with the real estate crisis back then, you know. So I know about these things, and I'm not just lucky, but I do create my luck as well. That's just an excuse, I think.
Well, and I think it is exactly making the decision to be, you know, a master of your destiny and not have, you know, be proactive, not reactive. And I think it's really, you know, it's a testament to that self-discipline that you talked about. And that's what, you know, everybody watching or listening, you know, I started with nothing, Raj. It sounds like you've had a few bumps along the way. And it really is putting yourself in the position of greatest potential. And it sounds to me like that's something that you've done all your life, but as well as training your brain, you know, you're taking as much knowledge as you possibly can from the books that you read, the webinars that you attended, and then the events that you've been participating in. And I know Raj is very active and not just teaching, but also in becoming a lifelong learner. So you made a comment about giving a gift to our folks. What is that website for them?
The website is kingrajgift.com. That's KINGRAJGIFT, kingrajgift.com. And I love what you said about mindset. And that's why in my training videos, my online classes, I have 5 modules. And that's the 5M system that I've used to create financial freedom. And the first M, which you spoke about, is money personalities. And the reason that's so important, because all the gurus talk about mindset, which is the second M, mindset, because it is important. But what no one really talks about is even before mindset, the personality, because most people develop their personality by age 7. And it's really difficult to change it after that. So that's why it's even more important to figure out your personality, and especially with my angle on it for money personalities, and that's why it's the first M as well.
Oh, I love that, and I think it's so true. I talk about when a couple gets together while they're dating, if you look at wanting to do something more permanent together, I say, go, you know, have a money date. And talk about what your parents thought about money, because it can become pretty humorous, but it's also very revealing as far as your money mindset. And it's better to get that out in the open, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I remember reading your books, and it just taught me things like control money before money controls you, and how to have, you know, wealthy people don't work for money, they have money work for them. And, you know, coming from a Caribbean background, they're very hardworking people. And I always saw that. It's like, do everything yourself and work hard. And then as I started reading more and more of these books and getting involved in, you know, just learning about wealth, I realized that you don't have to work hard. You have to work smart instead and do delegation. Don't do things yourself. Think of the higher level tasks. So it was a big learning curve for me based on what my own culture teaches. And I'm so happy that, you know, I'm able to reap the rewards now, but I want more people to play with. That's what it comes down to.
That's right. And the people you hang out with is really important. So I want to recommend everybody go visit thekingraj.com and get the kingrajgift.com that he has for you, because he is a very big giver as well as a great speaker and author. So you're going to hang out with me for a little bit. We're going to do another recording for the Play Big Movement. And if you've not joined our group, please do, because this is where we get a little deeper about things, obstacles we've overcome. And certainly we also talk about those daily habits towards success. So King Raj, thank you so much for being with us today. Any last words for our audience?
I just want to say once again how blessed I feel to have this opportunity. And I am just a living testament that if you work hard, you follow systems. The systems work if you work it. And I'm only here because I followed, you know, systems before me, and I took mentorship. So if there's one thing I can say is just seek mentorship from people that are where you want to be. And that's why I'm able to be here now with one of my heroes, which is Sharon Lecter, and be in this capacity to serve more and more people. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you all for being with us today. And make sure you tune in for the next segment with King Raj. And thank you. Have a fantastic day. And thanks for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.